Biden's 2024 border pitch, Trump will make migration worse. By Neil Monroe on November 23, 2023. President Joe Biden's campaign is previewing their 2024 theme for the central issue of immigration. Donald Trump will make the border chaos even worse. He's promising to make it worse, rounding up Latinos into mass detention camps, ending birthright citizenship, and shooting people at will, says a Thanksgiving Day script from the Biden campaign. The Democrat pitch completely ignores Biden's border record. Since 2021, Biden has helped his corporate donors by extracting millions of migrants from poor countries to help flood the U.S. labor and housing markets. Those migrants gravitated toward the major Democrat-run cities, spiked inflation, reduced wages, and drained job-creating investment from heartland states. The Thanksgiving pitch also buries the thousands of migrants who died while trying to accept Biden's open borders invitation. So Biden's campaign has revealed its alternative reality 2024 campaign theme by sending out Thanksgiving Day instructions to Democratic partisans who face mainstream concerns about Biden's border giveaway. When family members say Trump secured our border, Democrats are instructed to reply, "No, he didn't. All he did was separate families, put children in cages, and leave behind a broken immigration system for Joe Biden to clean up." But Trump did sharply reduce the flow of southern migrants when the arrival of China's coronavirus disease gave him legal cover to establish the Title 42 legal barrier on the border. His upgrades to the existing border wall and his construction of roughly 50 miles of new wall worked because his deputies wanted to enforce the nation's border. But his wall, and his agreements with Central American countries, were nullified once Biden's pro-migration deputies stopped enforcing the border laws and widened the legal loopholes that allow people to walk through Trump's wall. Trump's border policies helped Americans get better jobs at higher wages and move into new homes at lower costs. If Trump's appointees had been able to continue his policies, then many millions of Americans would be enjoying higher living standards and more productive jobs. That alternative future can be seen in cold Vermont, where few of Biden's southern migrants are willing to go. At Burlington Bagel Bakery, a sign in the window advertises wages starting at $25 an hour, says the lead paragraph in the November 12 New York Times article, which then lists ways in which CEOs help employees produce more wealth every hour. Central Vermont Medical Center has teamed up with two local colleges on a program enabling hospital employees to train as nurses while working full-time. Lake Champlain Chocolates, a high-end chocolate maker outside Burlington, has revamped its production schedule to reduce its reliance on seasonal help. New equipment, at Cabot Creamery, will package cheese slices automatically. Americans recognize reality, and so recent polls show the public is increasingly recognizing migration to be more of a burden than a benefit. Read all about Vermont's low migration economy here.